Hello, my name is Kyle.
My name is Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form
Experience Grind Podcast.
The only podcast in existence as officially recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records. That's right. We're the only one that is out there.
Yeah, I wonder when our intro is going to change.
I've got to think of something.
Maybe
better.
Guinness can send us something.
I wish they would.
To change it up.
So we're blackmailing Guinness until they send us something?
Yeah, they should help us out. I mean, We are the only podcast, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the only officially Guinness-recognized podcast.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea where to go from here, Kyle.
I really don't either.
We've gone to a dark place
real
quick. Let's
just shut the hell up and introduce our fantastic guest. We're joined by our good friend.
It's me, Alex.
Hi, Alex. It's me. That was almost very Mario-esque.
I went Mario too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Alex.
Sorry
Thanks
to
for
this
joining
point.
Us down here in the basement.
Yeah, I'm excited to chat with you guys about some stuff that I know very little about.
I think you'll know more than you think you do.
I have opinions about a lot of things,
good.
Whether I should or should not. So,
hey, that's the only caveat to this show.
That's, yeah. I think you just described every podcast
yep.
All right.
out there.
I have opinions about things.
I have opinions, but I don't know about
I got opinions.
So, at this point, this episode is kind of one of our apparently very popular
formats.
Where we kind of just break down a lot of things that happened at a convention or release. I don't know. What the hell else would... What is D23? That's a convention too, right?
It's a convention.
Expo.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Expo. Okay, that's the word.
Thank you, Alex.
It's just like E3 or Comic-Con. It's any other thing, but just for Disney stuff. And Disney now owns Marvel.
A lot of shit.
Star Wars,
a lot of shit. Yeah.
Pixar. Lots of stuff. Yeah.
Capitalism, baby.
That's right. Monopolies, they don't exist anymore.
No,
except for that one game that everybody plays incorrectly.
Oh.
Which is by playing it at all? As
well,
in,
no,
just play it.
When people play with the
game.
Fucking, like, if you land on free parking, you put $200 in the middle and all that shit, that you're fucking inflating the economy and it doesn't work and the game lasts 9 hours. You're playing it wrong.
Tangent.
Yeah.
That's the other part of this show. Tangents. Please. So, we're going to have this show be directed by our lovely host, Mr. Ryan. You're going to take lead here.
That's me, yes. So we're going to be talking about D23 and Comic-Con, kind of the announcements and trailers that came out, much like we did with E3, which you people apparently seem to love. So
this
we're
is all
do
your
this format again.
Yep.
If you don't like it, please tell us, and we'll stop, because I really don't care one way or the other. There we go.
Best show ever. Thank
Let's
you.
Let's start.
Guinness World Records for recognizing us.
Let's start. No intro topic because fuck it. I'm on the steam train.
Yeah, we're
gonna
going.
Roll
we're
over
just,
stuff.
We're balling.
You call the shots.
Right. D23.
And you call them good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
appreciate
yeah.
it. Kyle, you're out.
Alex is
she gets it. She gets
Go
it.
Host.
So we're going to start with D23, which is the Disney convention we just talked about. One of the biggest things, and Kyle, you'll probably have more to say about this than anyone. Maybe I'll be surprised. Toy Story is the new realm in Kingdom Hearts 3 that was released.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
And we saw some footage of it.
I was very surprised.
I was too.
For
I was a little surprised.
A couple of reasons. Mostly for the fact that, holy fuck, this world looks amazing. Like, it looks like the fucking Pixar movie. And I don't know if that's just because we're at these PS4 era graphics or what, but it looks ridiculous. Like, when I saw Rex kind of come up on screen and it wasn't an FMV and he had all of that bumping on him, man, I'm sold. And especially
he was
like
Matt.
Yeah.
He looked really good. Yeah.
Like, if they're going to... I hope that...
It's true.
That
it's
Square
true.
Is
graphics.
Throwing...
It's true.
I hope Square's throwing all the money at this. And, man, if they get fucking Tom Hanks and Tim Allen...
Yeah.
...to come in and voice this shit, like...
Do we know anything about
not
that?
Yet.
No?
We
and,
don't, because
the
it was a
that
Japanese
showed,
voice.
In Japanese.
Yeah.
And usually it's, like... Tom Hanks' brother, who's not
it'll be
Colin
like,
Hanks,
it'll
who
be
does
like
the voice.
Scoop, like Scooby-Doo or Shaggy. You get someone who
Scooby
sounds very similar. Yeah,
Scooby-Doo.
But you know, like those kind of characters where they've gone through so many voice actor changes. Yeah.
That it's similar and it has the same flair. But like, I know that it's Tim Allen's, or not Tim Allen, but it's...
Tim
Allen. What is Tim Allen doing? He'll be doing the voice.
He's
he got canceled off that one show.
No, it got picked up by... CMT, I think.
Oh, that's right, because it's super Republican, apparently, right?
It's very, very conservative.
Yeah. This is a great fiasco. You guys should look this up in your spare time. Tim Allen, last man standing, controversy Republican stuff.
There you go. That's all you need to do. And
apparently, liberal Hollywood kicked him out. This is a thing. It's great. Andrew's fascinating. Totally involved. Yeah.
It's Tom Hanks' brother that's not Colin, does all of the
John
voice
Hanks.
Work. Is it John?
Dom Hanks.
You don't know.
He's all about family.
I thought you were prepared for this.
I am so prepared.
I'm very excited. I think it's going to be fucking cool. I think everybody's wanted. The only thing I would want above Toy Story is for them to involve Marvel or Star Wars somehow.
In Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah. I mean, Disney owns that. Yeah, and I would love to see a fucking lightsaber keyblade.
You're rocking my world. Although, to be fair, I haven't played Kingdom Hearts in years. It's very, like, you got to do the Disney, you know, standard Disney.
Yeah.
So when you just said
but
Star Wars.
Pixar is... I mean, that's the first breakout from the standard Disney.
That's fair. It definitely opens
the
door.
We got the Disney characters, the Pixar characters, Star Wars and Marvel for a reason.
They are
I think a lot of people
there.
Kind of were expecting a Star Wars or a Marvel property.
They
and that's
might
Toy
still.
Story. Maybe I mean, disappointing, but you're right. Like, it looks just so fantastic.
Really
and
good.
I'm curious if you put Toy Story next to the Kingdom Hearts footage, if Kingdom Hearts looks better.
People have already been doing that.
Yeah.
Does it look better on the web? It looks a little better. Yeah.
I really like
great.
How
it's
there's some really good jokes out there.
Sora, Donald, and Goofy look almost like Lego characters.
Yeah.
Like they're kind of more blocky. I really like that aspect. How they change when they go to the worlds. I'm very excited for it. So
it's a really cool design.
Well, it's the standard Kingdom Hearts stuff.
Yes,
we expect that they adapt.
Yeah.
Next, they had Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet. They kind of announced it and gave a little teaser. I don't think any footage from the movie, just kind of like their logo and Ralph going through internet tubes.
Right. I think they released it to the people there.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so they actually did a trailer for the people who were in attendance?
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess.
Well,
anyway, regardless.
You wanted to talk about this because are you a fan of the first one?
I was a super fan of the first Wreck-It Ralph. Actually, that year, I think it was 2014-15, I thought that was the best animated film of the year. I don't know. There was a lot of nostalgia in there, but it wasn't, like, too heavy-handed. They weren't like, with their references. It was more of, like, a subtle, you know, you get this. You get it. Arcade-style stuff. So I'm really excited to see what they do with, you know, the whole internet idea behind Wreck-It Ralph. And I'm usually not one for, like, when you do a really good first movie, you know, to immediately follow it up with a number two, like, you're cashing in, but I'm going to go see this movie. I really enjoyed Wreck-It Ralph. I don't know how you guys felt
too.
About them.
I really enjoyed Wreck-It Ralph, and I didn't expect to.
Yeah, agreed.
I wanted to see it because, of course, all the video game references.
And John C. Reilly.
Of course, John C. Reilly and Sarah Silverman. Mm-hmm. And but I came out actually really liking that movie a lot more than I thought
I
would.
Me too. And I felt the same way. Like, I see a lot, most of the Disney movies, but I came out of that one like, that was actually good cinema. Mm-hmm. Like, there was, you know, well-roundedness to it.
And a nice pointed take on video games and some clever nods. I'm curious as to what the internet's going to entail.
Yeah, I think that's most why I'm excited. Like,
online,
what are they going to do
gaming,
with this?
Or is it like memes and stuff? And are we going to see Keyboard Cat make an appearance and things like that? Like
the Emoji Movie 2.0.
Oh, no. Well, you know, some people are really interested in the Emoji Movie.
Oh, God.
We're on the same page.
Except for
you guys should check out Trailer Sailor. Somebody loves them. Somebody loves the Emoji Movie. I don't know who, but...
Yeah. All right, so the last one from D23.
We had a bunch of stuff, but we're going to skip over a lot of it. We're going to talk about Star Wars The Last Jedi. Much like they did with The Force Awakens, they didn't release a trailer. They kind of did this behind-the-scenes stuff. They're playing really close to the chest when it comes to these trilogy movies.
I really enjoy because you're not getting too much.
They do that with trailers nowadays.
Which
they release
too
many good scenes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, in the trailer. And I'm like, I wish you would have saved this so it could be more impactful when I'm sitting in the theater.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, the end of the movie. I've seen what the fuck happens. Why am I going here now?
Yeah.
And you shouldn't put the most emotional part of your movie into the trailer.
No.
Like, I want to experience that in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, Alex. You fucking got it on point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love this with The Last Jedi. I'm not as pumped for this as I was for Force Awakens because... All right, you're excited.
How? Because of Force why? Awakens? I'm curious as to why, yeah.
Because before Force Awakens, we'd had, you know, the prequel trilogy, which was awful, and then years of nothingness. Force Awakens, I was really fucking on board for, and I'm really excited about Return or The Last Jedi.
Uh-huh.
But it's not, you know, the hype level is not there because I'm ready for it.
Just, you've been exposed to it now.
Yes.
I'm fucking millennial.
Yeah.
I'm still really fucking stoked for it. But
I'm
like,
privileged. I'm owed this Star Wars.
Now we deserve this. We're not excited about it anymore.
When The Force Awakens came out, that was a huge thing. Like, holy shit, this is a new Star Wars. We got J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
This could be fucking awesome. And it was. And now...
You're used to it.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm not saying that I'm not excited. I'm just not as... so fucking hype as I was for Force Awakens.
Okay.
Because it had been like 7 years since a Star Wars movie at that point.
Sure.
This has only been, if you want to get real technical, only a year from the last Star Wars movie, but 2 years removed from
a
the
good
proper
one. Yes.
Sequel.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So how do you feel, Ryan?
I hear ya. Good points. I'm completely flipped.
Okay.
Because going into Force Awakens, I wasn't sold on them continuing the Skywalker story. We didn't know if it was going to be good or not. And that we know this new trilogy is off to a good start. We have very likable, strong characters. And, in my opinion, a stronger director and possibly better script.
I like J.J.
I'm
Abrams,
more excited for the second one.
I am
yeah.
too. Yes.
And I love J.J. Abrams. Yeah, but Rian Johnson is much stronger. So I'm
the only person
super
I like
pumped.
Better is the guy
Colin Trevorrow?
No.
Jurassic World guy?
Who took over for Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, yeah. Is it Denis Villeneuve?
Yeah, man, I'm fucking pumped for that movie too. But yeah.
Yeah, I am too. I just wish I loved Blade Runner more.
Yeah. I remember seeing the trailer for the first time, and I actually wasn't up on the... I don't do a lot of film, you know, trivia or anything. So we were in the theater, and I saw it come on, and I was like, what is this? And then I realized what it was. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah, I heard this rumor. I'm really excited about that movie.
As fans will know, you know, not so well known, I'm a really big fan of Blade Runner. But what I think fans do know, I'm a really big fan of Ryan Gosling. Holy shit, you add those two together.
Me too, girl.
Is that girl with no I and two R's?
Yeah, it's actually a Q on the keyboard. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Excellent.
That's a deep one.
Oh, man. Alex, I think we're going to have you back more often because this is fucking fantastic.
When you vibe, you vibe.
I love it. I love it.
That's something.
So we got all the D23 stuff, Ryan.
Sorry, Ryan. We'll let you sit in the middle next time.
There is... No, that's... I don't want to be in the middle. I'm okay being right over here. So there is something else from D23 that we're going to talk about later. We will say...
I think I know what it is.
There's an interesting story about it, too, that I'll come back to. Okay. But we will cover this for Comic-Con because it's addressed at Comic-Con.
Sure. Because
these were a week apart, these two things. So now we jump into Comic-Con.
Also,
I lose my list.
Also, I did not know D23 was even a thing until, like, this last
week. That's because you're not up on the Marvel hype train like I am.
I'm not.
That's where we get our news.
Apparently, it's been a thing for, like, ever, and I didn't even know.
Yeah, it's been around.
And I'm pretty deep in
23 years.
Yeah, I did not know. So,
that's
anyways.
Not true. That's not what the 23 stands for. I have no idea what it stands for.
Because
it's been D23 for the last 10 years.
You could have left it. I bought it hook, line, and sinker too. But anyways.
Wow, he knows so much more about Disney than me.
I don't. But I do own every single Disney Infinity figure. That is a truth.
What?
He bought one duplicate, which was the Hulk, and he gave it to me for
just
my birthday.
Just for Kyle.
He's my boy.
Because Hulk's the best one, apparently.
Oh, man!
No, I know.
I love you.
Yeah, okay. I don't do well with emotions.
Andy is shaking his head. He was like,
that's the usual Andy thing.
Well, it's because he's obviously the best one. I shouldn't be getting the credit. He should. He's the one who puts up with our shit week after week, right?
Please, Ryan, let's talk about this fucking Comic-Con.
Ready Player One.
Okay.
It's a book.
Spy Kids 3D 2. I'm just kidding.
Interesting. So I take it you saw the trailer.
Yeah. No, I saw the cut with... the trailer. I also saw where someone cut it with Spy Kids 3D.
Okay.
And it was amazing. And you
I
guys should check
that.
It out.
I can see that.
I'll send it to you so you can post it on your Twitter.
Sure. Yeah, please do. Have you
it changed
read
my
the
life.
Book, Ryan?
Yeah. Yeah, I have read the book. It's one of those books I read and I was like, there's no way they can make that into a fucking movie. And Steven Spielberg apparently challenged me. He heard me somewhere as I was reading. Because
Steven Spielberg cares about you.
He listens
to me. Making the pod.
It's
keep making
weird.
The pod.
Yeah. It's just, it's a book filled with so much nerd shit. And I don't mean this in a good way. Like, I even think it's a detriment of the book. Is it is so concerned with, like,
Look at all this nerd shit I know. Yeah.
So, like, the first 30 pages are, like, this character just referencing everything he loves. And it's like, oh, my God, we get it.
This writer is,
nerd
like,
cred. Yes. Yeah. Stop it. Like, it's okay, Ernest Cline. Take a break.
This writer was like, okay, how can I... I'm not a great writer, but how can I... No, but I've I know of it.
Okay.
And he's not a great writer, I can attest. His language is not great.
To me, this... I think Blake has read it, and to me, this book reminds me of like The Maze Runner, that style of writing.
Yeah, it's
and that style of movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, young adult and like very, very focused on tropes and references, and that's what pushes the situation forward.
I read this book too, but I know the basic story.
Yeah,
and I didn't like it.
You didn't like the book.
I liked
You're
it
like.
At first.
I thought you loved the 80s.
Man, I am the. Fucking complete opposite. I hated it at first, and I couldn't get into it.
See,
and
then I was the opposite. I liked it at first, and as it went on, I didn't like it.
Kyle, do we ever agree on anything?
No, that's what makes the show great. I am excited about this movie for a couple of reasons. Number one, of course, Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
I think he's going to do a lot of fucking good things. Sure. If he's going to condense this book down into like 1.5-2 hours, fucking great. I'm excited to see that.
I will be very surprised if it's under 2 hours.
I think it's
going to
be like
2.
Yeah.
There's no way
that's
it's under 2 hours.
That's the new standard.
Yeah.
2 hours is the new standard.
I really like that fact that... So the book is full of a lot of fucking pulp culture stuff.
Yeah.
They seem to have apparently gotten license to all of that for this movie, which is
crazy. Oh, yeah. They got some Russian there in the trailer. I don't know what else I heard.
They had Godzilla. Yeah. They had Doom Guy. They had the DeLorean.
Yep, the DeLorean.
They did have the DeLorean.
They had so much fucking stuff that is not owned by one company... That gave them
credibility.
Fucking, I mean, it gives the movie credibility. So I'm excited to see Ready Player One, the movie.
Are you ready for his second trial where he has to reenact an entire scene of Ferris Bueller's Day Off? It might not even be the scene. I think his trial is to reenact the entire Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And this is like some of the stuff I'm like, how do you make that cinematic?
So I don't know much about the book, but I do know there are some scenes like that where he's playing games and he's doing these things. I'm like, how are they going to either make that an addendum or shorten it or make it...
You have to get like the kill screen in Pac-Man.
Like, how are they going to transition that into a movie?
I think that's a challenge. I guess Spielberg is up to it and he thinks he has a vision. But
I'm excited, reading
some of that stuff, I don't know how they're going to handle this. And I think it still remains to be seen.
Unless they're going to skip over it entirely and just really water it down.
They might. Yeah. They might. I think the montages. That highway scene with like 30, 40, 50 cars like driving on top of each other. I didn't know what the hell was happening for most of it. And I thought that was how it should be because that's like a video game. It was so chaotic. I didn't know what was happening. I was like, I have to like kind of learn what's happening like a video game. So I think maybe that could be cool.
So I think we'll see. Ready to see it.
Yes. Well, yeah. I'm skeptic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see a lot of movies, so I'm going to see this one for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What you got next, buddy?
Let's go to DC. They announced there's going to be a Wonder Woman 2 set in the 80s, and Chris Pine will return, which is interesting considering his fate at the end of the first one.
I am so on board with it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris Pine, I think, really helped to make Wonder Woman
outside of Gal Gadot, was fucking awesome.
I agree. I think those were the two best characters in the movie. So to bring him back is interesting.
I don't know. That was a really good movie. How do you guys feel about Wonder Woman?
I really agree with you.
Oh, God. I loved it. I loved all of the characters. It was funny. I thought they were so good. The supporting characters were good. The two mains didn't do enough
with the supporting characters, but that's me.
Yeah. I thought that they just didn't have enough time.
It's like,
That's it. Yeah. With everything that's going on, they didn't have enough time. For the time that they had, they really flushed out the supportings.
The fight at the end was
easily the best thing DC's done.
Yes, I totally agree.
The third act's a little fine, but the No Man Land scene is incredible.
Yeah,
it is.
That whole sniper scene in the tower.
That's all one scene. That's all from the No Man Land. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I agree. The last 30 minutes, typical action movie.
Superhero schlock now. Where people get slammed around on an open airfield.
Suddenly, I'm watching Superman versus Batman again.
We've seen Dragon Ball Z. Watch us fly around and absorb energy.
Yes. You don't get it, Ryan.
Yes.
I don't get it. I'm out.
God, you're the best.
Check out our Overwatch episode if you want to see where that came from. Speaking of DC, as we are, Justice League has their third trailer at this point.
Makes
still
me a
not
nervous.
Their final.
Oh no, you're nervous.
I think this is their
time.
Worst trailer.
Well,
and
I'm
in the minority.
Again, I am ready to see this movie. You don't have to keep showing me more, and you're giving more away as we had discussed earlier. Like,
oh yeah,
you're
totally
showing
agree.
Too much.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they
I
have an uphill battle.
Yeah.
They have to win over the people who didn't like Batman v Superman.
They do.
Which
get it.
There are a lot of us out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the minority.
Yeah, but I think when it comes to these superhero movies, like you said, we're going to see it. Like, you don't have to keep giving us trailer after trailer or, like, recutting the same material. Like, one dramatic trailer, it's going to be
I'm ready
to
for
get
Justice
there.
League. I'm going
to
see Justice League. I have high hopes for it.
I might not anymore.
You don't think you're going to see
it? After that trailer?
This trailer makes me feel they're very desperate. I noticed a lot of changes between this trailer and the last
Nobody
trailer.
Nobody likes something that smacks of desperation.
Nope. And this seems desperate. Yeah, and I, you know, the tragedy behind the scenes with Zack Snyder and all that, like, apparently his daughter committed suicide a few months before he even stepped off. So I imagine his head or heart wasn't really in it for some of that time, and that there's a bunch of reshoots and Joss Whedon stepping in.
You do have Joss Whedon stepping in, though.
And then, all right, so here's my other thing, too, is they tease Superman coming back in the trailer, and I just can't wait to roll my eyes when he does finally return, because he's just been so mishandled.
Do you think when
he
comes back, he'll reappear in the Christ-like pose again?
I don't think we ever need to see that again.
But I'm asking, do you think when he reappears this time he will? Because I think
he'll be naked, but have like a white sheet around and fucking thorns.
A
on
thorns
his head.
On his head. That was
yep.
what
he's
saying.
Got it.
And a literal glass of wine.
He'll be in he'll be in front of a tree that got
this
blown
was
up,
water.
But it still has like the top part and two tree branches that stand out to the side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he splits it. Yeah,
yeah, that's the way it goes.
So that's all, you know.
I don't know. Just I'm excited to see what they have.
I'm glad, and I hope. I'm wrong.
It's probably
I'm glad to hear that.
It's probably the coming off of the Wonder Woman hype train where it was decent. It was all right. Let's see what they can do.
I'm excited to. Here's the other thing. I'm excited about Wonder Woman 2 going back because they kept the same director. I think her name is Patty.
Patty Jenkins,
and she fucking killed it on Wonder Woman. I love when
she
directors stay.
She did great. Like
on
you guys
board.
Were saying, the No Man's Land scene. That was like,
like she gets the vision. They're like, all right, you take the vision and you work the vision.
Yeah.
So I really like that. I'm excited about that. They're not just throwing it around to different people. Fucking a way to go, DC.
Yeah.
So
A+.
Next.
All right, jumping away from DC, Kingsman 2, the Golden Circle.
Yeah.
Kyle, you still have not seen Kingsman.
No.
Hartman, have you seen the trailer?
Of Kingsman
2? The red band? And you didn't like it? I don't understand you.
Here's the thing. this weekend, I'm going to watch Kingsman because of these trailers.
I think. Oh, yes. So they got you on board, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I've heard nothing but good things. These trailers look fucking awesome. I'm on board. I want to see it, and I want to get into it.
Same. Blake and I saw this in the theater.
You
saw
the first Kingsman?
No.
Oh,
sorry. The trailer for Kingsman 2. And I'm like, what's this all about? And he's like, oh, you didn't see the first one? It was pretty good. Like, you should see it. It's an action movie, whatever. He filled me in. And he said the same thing, that I should see it, and we should see the second one. Mm-hmm. So I'm rather optimistic about it. The trailer pulled me in.
I know Ryan is a huge fan of it. The first time around,
didn't pay any attention. Like, I vaguely remember, but no.
Yeah, that was the same. I didn't see it. I was like, I don't really care. It didn't speak to me. And then
so what do you like about The Kingsman? What is it?
Well, it's Matthew Vaughn is behind it director-wise, and he's done, like, Stardust, Layer Cake, obviously Kingsman, the first one, X-Men First Class. He just has a very unique vision when it comes to these things. He's kind of fanciful, but also prone to violence and adult things while making it very kid-like. It's weird how he blends the tones, but he does it very, very well. He can jump between a very shocking scene and then, like, a very lighthearted scene.
Oh, I love that shit.
Yeah, and he does it really well. The first one had one of the best Sam Jackson performances of all time.
Really?
He has, like, this crazy Russ Simmons, like, Steve Jobs villain who is, like, very effeminate and not good at, like, the bad guy stuff, but he's still doing it and trying his best, even though he can't quite do it. He has a lisp the entire time, and it's just a lot of fun. There's a giant scene where they make reference to James Bond and
call out all
the issues with James Bond. And Sam Jackson even gets a line like, this ain't no spy movie, before he, like, blatantly kills somebody off. It's fantastic.
The second one has Channing Tatum as well, which I am.
And Jeff Bridges.
I really enjoy Channing Tatum a lot more now.
Fun.
He is really good at like what he does, and he does have fun with it.
Yeah.
Like,
I think Channing Tatum's going to die super quick in this movie.
I think so too.
We see him very briefly, and then it's a lot of Pedro Pascal, who was Oberyn in Game of Thrones. He's the other statesman, I guess, that's formed up. So I'm getting the hint of like a buddy team-up movie between Eggsy, the Kingsman guy, and Pedro Pascal with his electric whip, which looks fascinating in some of the action shots. Just what they did with Wonder Woman's whip, but to like another level with
much more
violence.
I like the fact that it's
violence.
Like compact, and he can wear it on his belt, and then he can like somehow make it come out.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
There's a Brofist guy in this trailer, a guy who has a mechanical fist that he shoots out at people. And
there's a Doomfist.
There's a Doomfist kind of in this, so it's kind of like Overwatch.
Sick
I'm
reference,
saying,
bro.
Kingsman 2: Golden Circle is like Overwatch the movie.
Sick reference.
Yeah,
I love it.
So it's gonna be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's good. They also teased Bright, which is a Netflix movie starring Will Smith.
Okay,
about
yes.
fairies directed
by
David Ayer.
I don't know how I feel
Ayer.
This movie. I'm interested to hear your guys' opinion because watching this trailer, I'm like, this looks like some made-for-TV sci-fi. Like, I'm going to watch it. Don't get me wrong. But this looks like some sci-fi network movie right now.
Okay. I'll let you go, Kyle.
I'm really on board for this because of the fact that it's taking tropes and kind of turning them on their head.
You think they're being ironic?
Not ironic. Okay, so one of the biggest tropes in especially all of cop movies is the white cop, black cop, buddy cop.
They're doing like the Zootopia thing where they're like diversity in the force.
So Will Smith as the black cop is the the grounded guy, and he gets partnered with the orc cop now, who is of a different world and has a different view on things. And it's this buddy cop dynamic still, but it's turned on its head.
But it's like diversity higher.
Exactly. Yes, it is. But I love that it's turning it on its head. And I always love when tropes like take the trope, but
how's
they play with it.
How is it turning it on its head? How are they playing with that trope and not just doing the exact same thing Zootopia did?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
With orcs in a gritty tone.
Exactly.
They
and
could
to
be.
Pull in the D&D crowd.
Again.
Or like, try to.
I didn't
I'm
see
not saying
any
that they're
kind
not.
Of self-referential jokes that like, hey, we know what we're doing. Wink, wink, nod, nod. It
they
just
didn't.
Like,
I don't know if they have the right people in the writing
people
crew.
People like fantasy shit? Well, I'm going
to
do
you
a
go.
Racial allegory with fantasy shit.
I kind of think
I
they
totally
did
agree
do
with you
the
Ryan,
wink, wink, nod, nod. When the first thing he's like, holy shit, that's a magic wand. But maybe I was reading it differently. But I was like, okay, they're obviously kind of like poking fun. Like
they're like people like this.
Yeah.
Let's do more of that. And then they're like they're into fantasy right now.
And it's Will Smith and it's Netflix. All three of these things, I'm on board with. I'm excited about it. I'm not gonna have to pay anything to watch this.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna watch it.
You
like, of course I'm gonna watch it. It's Netflix.
Time.
Yeah. But it's Will Smith. And
that's 2 hours. You could be getting better at Tracer.
That's true. That's 2 hours. We could be squatting in Overwatch.
You fucking guys.
I swear.
Okay. Anyway. Well, my thoughts are Alex's, essentially, except I will not watch it or give it a chance. Unless, like, I hear it's rapturous. Like, nothing in this trailer appeals to me.
I've been
and
thinking
I don't
about
like
this.
David
and I'm gonna, you know, if I'm wrong, you know, fine. But I don't think it's going to be great.
I'm going to be watching it.
If I'm wrong,
I'll tell
we'll
both
admit
you guys
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We have no doubt you will tell us
hope
what
I'm
you
wrong.
Feel.
I hope every movie that comes out is fun and enjoyable. But Kyle Death Note released a clip. It's not a particularly interesting
clip. How do you feel about
clip,
this?
But this is anime. You're this anime.
This
right?
is my... I've been waiting to talk about this.
Okay, good. You take the lead then, Alex, please.
I feel very underwhelmed by the clip. I'm a little... Oh, gosh. Death Note is so... It's a drama. It's noir, like detective style.
Yes.
And right away, like, I don't know if I feel the same vibes from this.
I don't think this movie is going to capture those vibes.
No, not even a little bit. And, oh, gosh.
It's
I love Death
leading,
Note. You love Death Note.
It's definitely leading much more action-y American.
It's very American.
Here's the one, and this is where I'm sure we'll differ, and Ryan already knows where I'm going with this.
Do I?
You got fucking Willem Dafoe's Ryuk.
Yeah,
I'm
why?
I'm fucking on board. I want to see it just for that, man. Yeah. That's going to be fucking cool as hell.
That's true. And they were hiding him in the trailer on purpose, I think.
Yeah, they've been hiding him since they announced it.
And Ryuk is obviously my second favorite character after L, because
L's
obviously.
Yeah. You know what's great, too, is so, like, the Ryuk character for this movie has an official Twitter account, and it follows one other account. You know what that is?
What, Willem Dafoe? Who is
no,
it?
No, it follows Apple.
Oh, nice. I should
Isn't that fucking awesome, though?
That is awesome. I was going to ask if they were... Were they going to bring
him? This.
So he loves apples.
Yeah, in the anime, Ryuk is from the Shinigami realm, and everything is dead rotten and just worthless. But when he's on Earth, he loves apples because they're juicy and they're plump.
Well, it's like every Shinigami has their thing that they love from the human world, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but something Ryuk's like that is apples, and so it's this great fucking turn that they actually get what makes the character hilarious and what makes him awesome. And so the official Twitter account only follows the Apple device account.
Ah, that actually tickles me. That's
it's
good.
Fucking great.
Yeah. It seems like they get the original. Though
so
it's
I
funny
hope that
you guys
hope
say
it
doesn't kind of capture that
I
same
hope
vibe.
It translates.
The trailer did not catch the same vibe. Okay.
But
and
I wonder
if
the trailer is just broadcasting to people that aren't us.
I was going to say, as somebody who doesn't know the show, I'm on board.
Yeah.
It looks
okay,
interesting
good.
To me.
Good. And that's what
but
I'm wondering.
I don't know the show.
It felt very much like they were trying to explain step by step, like what's going on.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's what they have to do because they know people like you and me are going to watch this.
Yeah, I'm not familiar
with
this.
We're going to be a slave to it,
yes,
no matter what.
We're going to watch it for sure.
For better or worse, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they're going to pack all the good drama and tension into a movie.
Yeah.
It seems like it's going to be a little more lighthearted than the actual anime is, and so you guys should watch it if you haven't.
I'm being talked to now. Okay.
Yeah. I see. I'm trying to convince Ryan to watch Cowboy Bebop at this point. And once we
it's so boring, I can't even get through the intro.
Have you seen Trigun?
One of the fucking best parts.
I used to watch Trigun when it was on, not Cartoon Network, what's their,
Adult Swim,
one of those, one of those things, yeah.
It was on Toonami, or Adult
I thought
Swim,
it was fine.
For sure, yeah.
I didn't fall in love with it, I thought it was fine.
Trigun's probably my least favorite, and this is where Alex and I differ.
Oh, no, I love Trigun. Did you watch it all the way through?
Yeah, I've seen every episode of Trigun.
Well, I mean, I love Cowboy Bebop, too. It's like the ringer on my phone. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Ryan, please.
We're going to wrap this up. We have a bunch of Marvel stuff. We're going to do there's
Black Panther.
Two trailers I will save for the end. Otherwise, I'm going to go through all the news items. And if there is something you want to talk about after I read out the news, we'll talk about that real quick. All right. So, Captain Marvel is announced. 90s setting. So, it takes place in the 1990s. And it's going to be a team up with a two-eyed Nick Fury, Sam Jackson. And they are taking on the Skrulls, which means... Not a lot to you comic fans, but the Skrulls are a big Fantastic Four villain. So that's kind of interesting that they have the rights now.
Were they also the villains in Avengers?
No, those were the Chitauri.
Oh, it was Chitauri.
I'm the comic nerd.
I know
this.
Anyways.
Yeah, you were so on it. To me, it all blurs into Marvel, though.
It's all just alien, foreign aliens.
I am very, very fucking on board with this.
Oh, yeah.
I love the fact that it's Sam Jackson. I love the fact that it's the 90s setting. Every part of this is fucking awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for this.
Yeah, I'm on board. And Brie Larson as Captain Marvel.
Of course,
perfect.
Brie Larson. I didn't even think I needed to mention that, but she's going to fucking kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
I'm into it mostly because I don't know like Marvel as well as you do or anything, but I'm a slave to the Marvel films. Like, it's an action movie, but you know it's going to be a good time. It might not change your life. You may not cry in the theater, but you're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, like, yeah, I see a lot of movies. I'm going to see this one.
Excellent.
I see the Marvel movies.
I love the 90s setting, too. Guardians of the Galaxy has played a lot with this, you know, this time
nostalgia.
Era stuff.
Yeah, nostalgia is what they're playing on.
So, exactly. I think this is going to do that very well. And it is speaking to people of my generation for sure and, you know, people in your generations as well.
Maybe we like it when they pander.
Exactly.
It's fine.
I'm fucking on board. So, hooray.
Perfect. Black Panther. They also released a little bit of footage but didn't show anything online. But if there is anything you guys think about Black Panther, we can talk about that. Otherwise, we'll just move on to the next one.
I'm going to see it. That's all I got to say.
Wow. You know? I'm so excited about Black Panther.
I think Black Panther's going to be fucking great.
I think it's something different, which is something different than what Marvel's done. And it's going to bring in a wider crowd to the Marvel movies. I think this is a really good move for them. Like, it's what, you know, minority crowds have been demanding, like a more diverse kind of cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like what they did. I know they didn't show the actual footage or whatever, but
there is a teaser out that has been shown.
Right. And I liked what they did at E3. I did see this highlight from the expo or whatever that they they didn't show it to the cast until they were there, and then they showed the cast, and the cast was just like so hype on like what they had done. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but it was it made me so excited for the movie because I was like, this is like a crowd of people who have done something together and that they're really proud of, and that, you know, they're really touched
That's a really nice way to do it.
Yeah, it was really nice that they didn't show the cast until that moment, so they saw it with the crowd as well. And I don't know, I just got really high off that emotion. I was like, I'm gonna see that movie.
I'm completely on board with you, even though I've not seen that. But
you should check it out. I don't know, it was touching.
Yeah, I'm into this. So we're all gonna see Black Panther 2.
I don't see why not. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, the follow-up to Ant-Man. I guess we're just all gonna see this too. But
I don't know the Wasp.
I am way more excited for this because there was also an announcement of this movie. Of
Ant-Man, essentially.
Okay. Who else has just got added to this?
Michelle Pfeiffer as Janet Van Dyne, Hank Pym's wife. Yeah. Who is Douglas?
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. Yep. It's like it's one of the Douglases.
I'm obviously the bigger Ant-Man fan in this crowd, and that's fine.
You're a bigger Ant-Man movie fan.
Yes, I think absolutely.
The character's fantastic.
I love that movie. Was good. Yes, and I'm speaking of the movie. I really like that movie. I'm so fucking on board with the second one, and the fact that they added Michelle Pfeiffer
and Walton Goggins as that's what it was.
Walton Goggins is on this. Fucking A.
If he's a villain, I love that.
You know
idea.
How I feel about Walton Goggins. I fucking love that guy. I cannot wait.
I hope it's just him from Vice Principals in that role in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Somewhat effeminate villain?
Yes.
Fucking A. Oh, God, yeah. Love it. God damn, I love like Walton Goggins.
Being very he's an American passive-aggressive treat. To Scott Lang.
Yes.
I like that.
Love it. Him and fucking Scott Lang could play off each other so perfectly.
They could.
Yeah.
They really could. And I, as long as they keep leaning into that comedy tone.
I look forward to Paul Rudd going on Conan and promoting this.
Yeah, I want to see that Mac and Me clip again.
God damn it, you got to.
All right. The last bit of news is kind of the big reveal. During D23, this is why I said we'd come back to, they had the Infinity War poster up and four statues underneath. One woman, one tall skinny guy, an average guy, and a big hulking giant.
The Children of Thanos.
What could this mean?
It's the Children of Thanos.
It's the Black Order. They had tarps over it the entire time. So nobody knew. They just saw the figures. Everybody thought it was Fantastic Four announcement that they were finally back in the MCU. And that's not the case. It is just the Children of Thanos, the Black Order. Which is cool. They look exactly like their comic counterparts. That's kind of blowing my mind. And they kind of showed a 1.5 minute clip of Infinity War that is leaked online. You can look it up, try to find it.
Yeah, for leaks.
Do it quick, because they've been cracking down.
What I love is that this is one of my bigger complaints with Homecoming, and the director said that he was not focusing on it, but they're actually in the trailer they focus on the spider sense, and spider sense is kind of making a comeback. Mm-hmm. And I like how they show it in the trailer where like. The hair on his arms is standing up, and he knows something is up.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking great.
Is that your favorite part? Is the Peter Parker arm hairs?
It's one of. It's
okay.
I'm a big Spider-Man fan, too. I feel like I'm in the minority, because Blake is like, lukewarm, whatever.
I like Spider-Man a lot, too.
Especially the reboot Spider-Man, so I'm with you on that.
And I love the fact that they're bringing Spider-Sense in, because that was severely lacking from Homecoming. It's not even referenced or talked about.
I would say it's a lacking from severely, it wasn't missed. You didn't need it in that movie.
I'm a little buzzed, so I'm gonna be a little over top.
That's fine.
But yeah.
So essentially what it is, Thor's out in space, he gets hit by the Guardians of the Galaxy, they pick him up, he says, something big is coming, something's wrong. Cut to Earth, a bunch of, I guess, Peter Parker arm hairs, spider sense, right? Cars exploding, Thanos comes through a portal, and then he says something like, one doesn't usually take pleasure in balancing the universe, but this does bring a smile to my face. And then he puts his arm up with the gauntlet, crushes the moon, and then throws the moon at the Avengers. Cut to trailer. How the fuck are they going? And they said this is like one of the Act 1 scenes, and it gets crazier from there. How do you film shit like this? I don't know. I feel like they're in the Spielberg territory with Raider Player 1.
I'm just excited that... For fucking so long, we've been having build up to this. And if that's Act 1 shit...
That's Act 1 shit.
Holy fuck, dude. This is going to get crazy.
Yeah, I agree. The build up has been intense and immense and long. Like, we're ready for it.
Yes, I agree. Like, I'm ready for this. And the fact that, like, if, again, that's Act One shit. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck are we going to be going?
Man, who knows?
Space.
Yeah. Who knows? Oh, my God.
A space.
And, you know, Hulk better be there.
Speaking of Hulk, the last trailer we're going to talk about, and then that's it on Comic-Con.
That was my segue.
That was really good. Thor Ragnarok released their full trailer. This is their first trailer. They had a teaser earlier on with that Led Zeppelin music, which was great. They released a new one, and it showed more without really showing a lot of the film away.
It showed even much more. That, like, I was on board with the teaser.
Yeah.
I'm way on board with this trailer.
Yeah. Some of the big talking points from the trailer is Hulk talks.
Yeah.
Hulk is now talking.
He's a separate entity from Bruce Banner.
He's smart enough to quip with Thor, which is interesting.
How do you feel about that?
It's in the books.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, I've never... Actually, Thor arc. Is the only one that I've ever read of it's, Marvel.
Yeah, okay.
Confession.
Interesting. That's a weird one to start with.
No, it's just because a friend had them, and they're like, here, dump it on you. Read this. Sure. Yeah.
Well, it looks like they're taking a lot from the Planet Hulk stuff, which is great. The Gladiator thing, but it's during also, that arc that he learns
dude,
to talk.
The dude that shows up, too, that is like Hulk's best friend in Planet Hulk, the Rocky guy that's not the thing.
It's the Rocky guy and the bug. It's like Meek and...
It starts with a K, I feel. Anyways.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That dude's
one
awesome.
Of those is apparently played by the director, Taika Waititi.
Yeah, it's the Rock dude, which is great.
Also, a lot more humor in this trailer, which
of course.
This feels like Hunt for the Wilder People, but in a comic movie.
I think Thor talking
about having a fresh day after his hammer gets taken and just how much of a bummer it is. And just like these common talks between people, it's refreshing in this big, epic comic movie that you get people just talking about their feelings and like Hulk's ripping a giant wolf's mouth in half. And
that's Fenrir.
What is happening here?
Fenrir.
I love
Fenrir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fenrir from mythology, and he's actually showing up. He's the son of Loki.
Yeah.
I don't know if he will be son of Loki in this universe.
Not be the son of Loki in this universe. Probably not.
But,
probably. I feel like Marvel does that pretty well with the comic relief in a lot of their movies.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because sometimes action movies are a little bit too much. Yeah. And they get it. They get like, okay, your audience needs a breath here. They need
also, like, we're a comic book movie. Yeah, this is awesome. But
we're also going to be kind of, you know, tongue in cheek right here. Yeah.
We have a giant fucking green dude that jumps 4,000 feet at a time. Like, that's. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah.
Hulk fighting that giant fire demon.
Surtur.
Fucking crazy awesome. I feel, again, I'm on board with Thor Ragnarok because I feel we're going to get some awesome Hulk shit.
They said they can't make a Hulk movie, so since Thor was kind of waning, this is like half Thor movie and a half a Hulk movie.
And I'm so on board. I fucking love it.
Perfect, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to end on, God damn it, Cate Blanchett.
She's so fantastic as
hell. Oh my God, I can't wait to see more of that.
Fantastic.
I hope that they don't kill her off. I hope that she gets defeated and kind of escapes.
I don't think they will because I think she'll be brought back around for Infinity War.
She should be.
Along with the other ones that haven't died yet.
In the universe, I know that her and Thanos are like all lovey-dovey.
Because they're all about that death.
Yeah, well,
about that death.
He does a lot to try to impress her, I think, right? Because she's the goddess of death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's not literal death. No. Because there is a literal death in the Marvel comics, apparently. Yeah. What has tits? Deadpool's also in love with her.
Who is Deadpool not in love with, though?
That's true. we'll get into that later.
Okay.
But, yes, just a lot of fun. It looks like in Asgard Avengers, you have, like, the team-up shot. So on board. I just cannot wait for this movie.
I can't either. I feel we'll be there opening night together.
I think so.
Yeah. And maybe Alex, you and Blake would like to join us too.
Yeah, if we can break into this bromance. I don't know.
Well, my wife usually comes.
Yeah, his wife's usually
anyway,
there
so
and feeling very awkward anyway.
She's just
so.
The chaperone.
Yeah.
She's the safety person.
Sorry,
anyway.
She is.
All right, man.
Just periodically, she's like, hands.
Hands.
Hand check. Okay. Hand check. I'm very excited about all of this. I think we're entering into a great end of 2017 entertainment wise and a great start to 2018 I know Kingdom Hearts is promised at the beginning of 2018.
I think we'll get it.
Maybe. We'll see.
I mean, they delivered on getting Final Fantasy 15 out. I think we'll get Kingdom Hearts next year.
I think Square is getting a lot more hard, like, hey, get
good.
This shit out.
They gotta keep up because
they do. And
things
I'm excited
slowing down for them.
I'm excited for it. So I'm very excited. I cannot wait. I think I'm hyped for everything we talked about.
Perfect. Me too, minus Bright.
I'm excited for Bright too, but that's me.
Nope.
Okay. No. Two no brights, one yes bright, and the rest everybody's on board with. What? How did you come down on Ready Player One? You were onto it too, right, Alex?
I don't think it's going to be very good. Okay. I'm still going to see it, probably. Okay. Yeah.
I think it's going to be good, but it's not going to be the book.
Sure. Okay. All right, everybody. Well, that is our recap of D23 and Comic-Con. As always, I have been Kyle.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's Alex.
All right, everybody. Thank you very, very much for listening to this dumb shit we do on a weekly basis. Bye, everybody.
Woohoo!
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, you can check us out at experiencegrind.com or find us over at facebook.com/experiencegrind.
Watch me play games on twitch.tv/experiencegrind.
We really like money. We really like money. We really like money. You should give us your money.
Find us on Patreon. Just search for Experience Grind Podcast.
Email us at experiencegrindpodcast@gmail.com. It's current year.
Follow us if you like butt stuff.